Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Welcome, welcome, Rock Movers. Today's guest is Cheryl Stelty. She is a spiritual coach, a master healer, speaker, best-selling author of 2 books, and she's the CEO and founder of the Star of Divine Light Institute and the Azarius Energy Healing Certification Program. As an energy healing and empowerment expert, Cheryl helps mature women who know they are meant for more but feel blocked discover the clarity they long for to step into their true, authentically powerful selves. She finds nothing more rewarding than helping women safely break through their self-conscious blocks when nothing else has worked as deeply. In our conversation today, we talk about the struggle that many women feel when they have the belief that it's not okay to be powerful. And I think that this conversation you are really going to love. So let's dive right into this powerful conversation that I know is going to inspire you, with my friend and spiritual coach, Cheryl Stelty. Cheryl, thank you so much. We just got to hear your bio, and now they get to meet your beautiful face and hear all about you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here this day.
Well, thank you, Karen. It truly is an honor to be here with you.
Well, we've had some fabulous conversations offline and got to know each other a little bit in a separate call. And I'm just really excited to share what it is you do with my community. And I'm going to dive right in if you're ready. And let's talk about that first big rock, or the main big rock, that really has been the motivating factor that has helped you get to where you are today.
Okay. Well, like you, I've moved a lot of rocks.
Oh, there, gosh, yeah.
I've come to this place in my life where I was so happy when I heard of your podcast. I thought, oh, I'm a professional rock mover.
I love it. Yes, for sure.
So I could, you know, I could wear that as my title. And my big rock that really made a big difference for me was, it was told first by a spiritual teacher that I was a spiritual teacher. And my initial response was, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. And I went on retreat about a year later. And I was on retreat in my own home by myself, meditation retreat for a week. And that was the same guidance I got at the end of that. And I burst into tears. And what came up for me was, I'm not enough. You know, I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. How could I possibly call myself that? How could I be seen in the world as that? You know, some stuff really came up for me. And then I did another retreat with that teacher. It was a guided retreat. And at the end of that retreat, I got the same thing. And it was through that time that I really removed all the rocks. You know, it wasn't just one thing. It was worthiness, not being enough, everything I just said. And so what happened, it allowed me to own it. This truly is my purpose. This is why my soul came to the planet. And I have a lot of work to do. I had a sense of it much earlier on. And I was already doing it anyway. I just didn't identify. Not that I want to identify with anything, but I didn't see it as my true calling. It was always my side gig. You know, I had a spiritual interior design business for a decade. So I practiced my spirituality and helped people for over 20 years. Wow. It was stepping into it full time and owning it and really growing as I remember thinking, you can't go to school to become a spiritual teacher. You know, what program are you going to sign up for? But I had done, you know, years, decades of my own spiritual training and everything. So, and then, you know, I find that there's still, no matter what path we're on, there's always going to be a deeper layer, another rock.
Always. Yeah. I find it curious because I've experienced some similar things. Why do you feel like and I don't know if this is a female thing, it's probably just a human thing, but why do you feel like we resist the labels or being identified with whatever it was, with whatever it is? I really resisted the coach label because somehow in my mind, I associated that with a certain person and didn't want to be, you know, associated. And now some people resist being labeled a coach because there's thousands of coaches out there, and, you know, they either feel like it's watered down or whatever their reasoning is. But where do you feel like that came from for you? Since you were already kind of doing it, why the resistance there?
Well, at first, it came from two places. The first place is in my own childhood. Some of the conditioning that I received was, you don't say anything nice about yourself or you'll appear conceited.
Right.
And yeah. So it's always be humble to the point of it being damaging to the self. Mm-hmm. And so even when, as a child, I won, you know, trophies for dance and got, nobody said anything nice. If wow. anything, they would say, oh, that's nice. That was it. So you didn't want to, you know, boast or see yourself as better than or anything, which mm-hmm. who want, you know, we're all equal for sure. I don't want to see myself as better than the other. So it was getting over that. But
you weren't allowed to celebrate that.
No, you weren't allowed to celebrate that. And what kept coming up for me were the words from my father. Who do you think you are?
Oh, wow.
Who do you think
that you had to be a heavy rock?
That was at the depth of it. That was the biggest thing to get over. Who do you think you are? And so wow. I got over that. And there's another thing, Karen, that I see, you know, I do chakra reading, so I see people's energy, how it's flowing well, and I see where their blocks are, where their rocks are. And what I see, I would say in for sure 95% of women, not men, 95% of women is in the back of the solar plexus. So the solar plexus is our truth and power center. It's the truth of our being, the truth of who we truly are, and truth is power. It's also the truth and power of the universe flowing through us. And what I see, and so I see the chakras not just as not those lotus flowers with all the petals and colors. I see them as light, and the rocks are dark. And the back of the solar plexus in most women, way down at the bottom, there is this rock back there, and it is jet black. And it's usually two subconscious beliefs that most of us are never aware of consciously. It's not okay to be more powerful than men. It's not okay to be as powerful as men or more powerful than men. Not okay. And the other,
I'm writing this down because this is good stuff.
Okay. Thank you. And the other subconscious belief is it's not okay to be seen as powerful. Those
period.
Two.
Yeah.
And it's just in there. It's our conditioning, and it's generational. So what I experienced, I don't do generational healing. I don't do past life regressions and that sort of thing anymore, because I've been there, done all that. And I've learned the most effective way is to heal ourselves in the here and now. And so to move beyond these blocks. And there's often, you know, I haven't finished. I've been a rock mover for myself for over 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm not done, because yes, my life is so much better. I love who I am, and I love what I'm doing in the world. And as long as I'm growing, there will, it seems like there is going to be another deeper layer of a rock that needs to be.
Well, that's the human side of us that, you know, our bodies and the human side tends to go back to where things are familiar and old habits. So we really have the opportunity to continue just revisiting this. But this is so powerful. So what I heard you say, and just make sure I got this down, the two subconscious beliefs, probably 95% of the women that you get to speak with have, are that it's not okay to be as or more powerful than a man, and it's not okay to be seen or to position myself as powerful.
Yes.
Yeah, I can just, you know, fully confess that has absolutely been my story, been my journey, and it has been life work that I've gone through to be comfortable being seen, even as a powerful woman compared to other powerful women. You know, we can diminish it down to that level too, but I run into these too. Just the disassociation of women from our power has been, I think, maybe the, obviously not the initial instigator behind the feminist movement, but definitely a part of the feminist movement. And then it's become so polarizing now. I believe that we've kind of gotten away from what the feminist movement was about. But, you know, just being able to be seen as a strong woman and being seen as our value and being seen as worthy and all of these things, to have a voice at the table and in the room. And so I see this on a daily basis, inside and out, with the two things that I do, coaching and the president. I'm currently president of a women's organization that serves women in professional spaces and women who lead. And over and over and over again, women struggle in the boardrooms to have a seat at the table or to be powerful in a room with powerful men and not be seen as someone that's just, you know, hungry for power, right? She's just asserting herself the same way a man would, but somehow it's perceived differently. And we take that on when we don't have to.
Yeah. And it's also about, I really hear what you're saying. And it's, you know, I said the solar plexus is about truth and truth is power. So like me, I avoided the truth of my being and why I'm here, mm-hmm. how I'm here to serve. I avoided the highest level of that truth. And so it's, women will often avoid the truth within them and hand over the power to a man or to someone else. And the interesting thing is, most men love powerful women. You know, a lot of men today love powerful women. And it's, you know, so I just have a lot of hope because we're evolving. We're evolving. Yeah. I'm so grateful to be able to contribute and keep doing my own.
Yeah, for sure. I love that you said that, because that's a conversation my husband and I had. Because I am, I believe, a woman who is owning her power. And my husband and I have been together, let's see, this year will be 14 years of marriage in December, and dated, but knew each other for 23 years now. And he said that one of the things that he recognized in me was the power that he saw recognized in his grandmother and mother. So he wasn't threatened or intimidated by me. It was something that he was very comfortable with, and it was a very easy conversation because he could speak his mind and I could hear it and comment back, or we could have, you know, a different type of conversation. And that confident in their power without having to convince, that was the difference. I didn't try to convince anyone of my power. I could just sit with it, which I feel like is the difference that men, because men don't try to convince us that they're powerful, most men rather, but somehow women have been taught that we have to do things to convince others of that power. And I think that's when you have to convince anyone, you get out of alignment. So that was just an interesting conversation we had about that, and how he just respected it, and in a partner found it very attractive for someone to be able, because he knew I had his back, right? He knew if something happened, I would be the female lion, you know, the group of female lions that go attack when another male's coming after their male. I would be leading the pack of women to, you know, do the attacking, especially on my baby cubs or my husband. I'm the first one in line to do the attacking. But I think the funny thing is, women do that for others, but sometimes we don't do it for ourselves.
Right.
So, well, I love all the things that I've learned about you and that you've shared. And you've written a couple books. You have another one coming out, or actually by the time this launches, it will have just recently launched. So tell me and our listeners about how the rocks that you've moved for yourself, becoming confident, being able to step into this place and heal yourself and accept your passion, your purpose, your why. How are you using those things to now help others?
Well, you know, it has been a long journey of healing and empowerment for myself. And so I learned over 30 years ago, that's when I first got onto a spiritual path, and through meditation and to access my subconscious, I started to release all the long-held emotions. You know, I see our rocks as stuck emotions that we weren't to process, which usually originate in early childhood. And, you know, when people say, I had a great childhood, I don't have any traumas or wounds, I really have to wonder, because we may not be aware of it. But these things will eventually get in our way. And it's part of the human condition that, you know, the soul comes in and we sign up for certain challenges, and they're all there to help us build the muscles to grow and evolve so we can become who we're truly meant to be.
Yeah.
And so I started doing that when it was not a thing to be doing.
It wasn't cool yet.
No, it wasn't cool yet. And so I trained in multiple modalities. I don't need to give you the whole list. And, you know, I've gotten certifications and all sorts of things. So I've developed my own Azarius online energy healing certification program. So I teach others how to do what I do. And I realized, you know, I'm a very powerful healer. I'm a very powerful healer. And yet, the ultimate power is not the human power, but it's divine power moving through us. Mm-hmm. And so there's multiple methods that I teach to help people experience that power of the universe moving through them. And clearing these rocks, as you call them, it just opens us up to the greater flow of life, the flow of the universe, and the flow within our beings. And we really are all made of love and light. We're all one with each other. You know, separation is an illusion. And so doing my work and helping others, you know, do the same I can see energy. You know, I can see what's going on within them. I can feel their emotions, and I can move into this, you know, altered state and help clear that. And the coolest part of it all is when I work with people, I always start one-on-one now. I teach them how to become their own energy workers so that they can continue to do it for themselves. So when they notice, here's another rock overturned, I can handle this. And sure, once in a while, they still may call me and I have, you know, advanced programs and that sort of thing. But to me, that is the real gift. And so my first book was on the throat chakra, because like you said, to be seen as powerful is a different thing to know than to know that you're powerful. And so the throat chakra is, it's about being seen and heard in the world, you know, recognized, speaking our truth. It's really known for that. But the throat chakra is also at its highest level, the expression of our purpose, the expression of purpose. And so that was my first book, and I still have that program. And it's usually where I start with people. And then my client magnet book is the coach's guide to attract ideal clients through spiritual awareness. So it's spiritual practices to just open up and allow your clients to find you. And sure, you have to do all the other things. I have not done a lot of all the other things. And people, I wrote that book because I had worked with some coaches and helped them get their businesses off the ground when they weren't having any clients, zero. I had one woman, 18 months, she was trying to put a group together. And within just weeks of working with me, there they all were, you know.
Wow.
So I wrote that book because it's about opening up to people finding us, those souls that need you specifically. But my book that will be out when we do this is From Blocked to Powerful. And because the people that come to me, they're all mature women who know they have subconscious blocks. They're not sure what they are, and they lack clarity. They lack clarity on where they're meant to be heading. They can't move forward. They just really want clarity, and they know they're meant for more. So it's for those women. And I have to share with you, at one point in the book, and the same thing happened in my first book, who are you to write this book? You know, a bit of the
impression. Yeah.
So I was working on the book, and then when I got to this title, you know, I had a number of titles. I was all part of the process. Mm-hmm. And when I got to this title, it suddenly dawned on me, who are you to write about being powerful? And I thought, oh, where is that coming from?
Yeah.
And I discovered, and I'd done it all before, a deeper layer of it's not okay to be seen as powerful.
Yeah.
And I was just shocked. And of course, you know, I moved through it. And it just doesn't.
What a beautiful example, though, of someone who you're teaching something and sharing something, not just from a place of book knowledge, but you literally lived this through the journey of the book itself. I mean, it doesn't get any more real and powerful than that, which is why I felt so connected to you when we spoke, because it's not just something that someone said you should do. You're not a coach because do this, or a writer because, you know, someone said you could sell this book and you made a lot of money. It is your lived experiences which make it so real and applicable and relevant to the women who watch my show. And the women that are watching this are going, okay, yeah, I want to heal my throat chakra. I want to be able to find my purpose. And I definitely want to find clients, and I definitely don't want to be blocked. So I know they're here watching this going, how do I connect to her? What's the best place? How do I get started in this evolution of becoming powerful and becoming okay being seen as powerful? Where would you recommend they start?
If anyone were to reach out to me, I would recommend a chakra reading, and you can go to my starofdivinelight.com website. And the reason I recommend a chakra reading, if you're really serious about understanding where you're at, that's the best way. So I'm able to see, like I said earlier, where your light is flowing well, what your superpowers are, where you're in good shape, and what needs to change, you know, where the blocks are, where the energy is stuck, what they're about, and how it's affecting you. And people are usually pretty surprised at the end of a chakra reading, because it's very, very detailed. I look at all aspects of the chakras, the top, the bottom, the sides, the bottom, the front, all have different meanings, different symbolism, and how the energy is flowing and that sort of thing. So that's the other thing, you know, people can grab one of my books and learn through the books. And so, you know, I'd like to, we can put a link in there to the books, and reading through them. All my books are workbook style. So I put all kinds of practices in there, and I'm very proud to do that, because I've actually ordered a couple books recently. And I think I'm going to get all this information. And then the author holds it all back. Oh, well, I would cover this if we worked together. And I'm like, wow, okay, in my books, I truly give as much as I can. And you can do the work on your own. Get started.
Yeah.
You know, and so this book, From Blocked to Powerful, is actually, I'm calling it my legacy book. Likely the last book I write, but you never know. I just feel like in my first two books, I only share certain types of practices, and I don't think I was comfortable enough in being seen for everything that I do, all of my practices.
Yeah.
That may be way too out there for some people, but they're so effective. And then it's in this book, it's also very much about practices I've developed myself. You know, I've developed a lot of my own practices, and I encourage other people, become your own teacher. You know, listen, take in what someone who's done it a lot longer has to teach you, and develop your own practices. We all have the capacity to move energy. And there's thousands of ways to do that.
I love that. So are your books available on your website, on Amazon? What's the best place
hop on Amazon. Okay. I think most people get them on Amazon. My first book is also available in audiobook.
Oh, I love audiobooks. Okay, perfect. Well, for those that are curious about this, you know, my listeners vary from, you know, different levels of spiritual awareness and faith. And so I think for me, as I've been on this spiritual journey and deepening my faith and belief, one of the things that I have really come to believe is that God created us with all of these senses and with the ability to instinctually know when something is true and when it's for us. And so I just want to encourage someone that maybe you're not familiar with these things, maybe you're not comfortable with these things, maybe you grew up in a traditional Southern Baptist home like I did, and this feels really wackadoodle out there, woo-woo. But there's something curious inside of you going, what if there's more? What if she's right? What if? I want you to trust the what if and align it with what you feel, because I believe in our instinct that God talks to us in the quiet moments and in the energy, in the intuitiveness. And we aren't saying that, or I'm not saying, I'll speak for myself, that God doesn't exist, that this isn't scriptural, that this isn't biblical. I believe it is. And I believe that God gives us gifts, that God gives us these abilities. And that's how we serve, and that's how we show up, and that's how we elevate and be his hands and feet. And that's how we know and hear from him and help each other. Because we know that Jesus did miracles. We know that Jesus did healings, and he wasn't the only one. And so it is scriptural that we have gifts and talents, and that we have these abilities. And so I just want you to not limit yourself to what has possibly been taught, to seeking the truth and ask God to show you the truth for what this is meant for you. And so that is what season 5 is about, is leaning into these deeper conversations, leaning into these new layers, as you said so beautifully, that there was this other layer for you. And that's what I feel like my last 4 years has been. I get to a place and there's a whole another layer under that place of healing, of learning, of awareness, of knowledge. And it is as deep as our earth is and as big and wide as our universe is, God is more so, and our spirits are more so. And we are, as we learn, we become more compassionate, we become more loving, we become more whole and healthy to serve and do what we're here to do. And I feel like that is just the most beautiful gift that we can give to each other and to the planet. And so I'm just so grateful to have you here and to have you share. What would be your, if you could advise anyone on, you know, just some advice today as you are launching a book and, you know, stepping into this next season of your life with 3 books out and how you serve, what would be your advice for women that are in maybe the beginning phases of where you were?
I would invite them to, number one, know that you are powerful beyond belief, powerful beyond what you can imagine. And what I've discovered, I do group energy healings, and a lot of women discover their inner power, and it's not like masculine power. It's peaceful, calm. It's not what we think in our minds. And my greatest advice today, you know, I hear you speaking to possibly Christians, different, you know, all walks of life. Mm-hmm. Worked with a lot of Christians, is let God hold you. You know, it's to practice religion and not experience God, or to not practice religion and not experience. And I use the two words interchangeably, God for the universe. It's really about allowing ourselves to be held, that we are in, when we're in those moments of moving a rock, to really let yourself be held and receive that unconditional love you know, receive that unconditional love. Let yourself be healed and know that we are all supported. You are supported. You are encouraged. If I didn't let myself do that, I wouldn't be here today on this podcast. It's about surrendering and allowing and saying yes to God. You know, I had no intentions of writing another book. God wanted me to write another book. I was guided. And I'm resistant. You know, I'm not the easiest person to move along. I have my resistance, but God never gives up on me. The universe never gives up on me. It's like, keep going. We need you here.
Yeah.
So I do.
Those gentle, loving nudges that don't go away. So beautiful. So well spoken and so well said of just trust and listen and know and give yourself grace. I say we give others so much grace and we're so hard on ourselves typically that we expect ourselves to know things we have no way to know yet, or, you know, learn and never make another mistake. That's not, I don't think, reality. So I love all the things that you've shared. And if you would, I'd love to ask this question. What is your favorite resource that you would like to share? Some people share a technical resource, some people share a practical resource, but what is your favorite resource that you feel like just sets your day in place or finishes your day up that just makes your life better?
It's my meditations. Mm. That's my number one resource. You know, it's opening myself up to God and the whole universe and seeing where I'm at each day. So moving rocks is not a random event. It's every day if it's necessary. If there can be little rocks, there can be big rocks. It's so important to feel our emotions. It's so important to process life and to open up to being guided. So absolutely, my personal meditations every morning are my number one resource.
Now, do you go through guided meditations or you do open? Because that has been something that I've been exploring more. Is I am at a place right now, and just full disclosure, I struggle to quiet my mind. There's so many things going on, so many layers of my business, so many things changing, kids graduating, high school, grandbabies. I mean, my head is all over the place. So to quiet my mind has been an intentional challenge.
Okay.
Some days
Who can really quiet their mind well. I don't quiet my mind well. The thing is, with the type of meditations that I teach and practice, we use the mind because the meditations I do are very healing and empowering. Everything I do is about healing and empowerment. So it's going inward into what wants to be discovered that morning, doing different practices. So we need the mind. I use the full breath to access the subconscious, to really go in and honestly, hundreds, if not thousands of meditations. So I don't listen to anybody else. It's not a story. It's dynamic. And so using the mind, then when you access your subconscious, you are going to get thoughts, you are going to get emotions, and it's moving through those. So it's a very different type of meditation. It's also,
I love that,
where I get my inspiration. That's where I get my inspiration.
Okay. I need to tap into your meditations, Cheryl. I need you. Because, there are so many different versions that I've heard of, you know, listening to a fan and listening to this and walking, you know, doing the, like you're scanning your body, right? You go through each thing and all of those things. And some of that has worked for me and some of it has not. But I know when I get in those places where I disconnect with what's going on out here and I'm able to connect with what's going on in here, amazing things happen.
Yes.
Amazing, unexplainable, amazing things happen in ways that it is unearthly and very hard to describe.
Well, I'd like to do is to offer my number one meditations. First, I teach the full breath because changing our breathing and breathing with the lower abdomen helps us access the subconscious. And the number one meditation that I led years ago and still talk about is creating safety and stability in the root chakra. We cannot be powerful women in the world if we don't feel safe and stable in ourselves, in where we're at. And it's where the bulk of the wounds that need to be healed, the bulk of those rocks exist. Mm-hmm. So if you I'll create a QR code or a link.
That would be such a
meditation
gift. Yeah.
People can access that, because what it does, if there's any fears coming up, uncertainties, anything like that, it'll come up and you can clear it yourself. So you start your day ready and feeling safe and stable and on top of the world. So you can move into that trust and faith.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'm so excited about that. That would be fabulous. That gives us all a great, like an appetizer for what to expect in your programs. And I think that's a great gift. So thank you for sharing that. That's so generous. Okay. Well, I just want to, we're over time and it was so valuable, but thank you so, so much for sharing, for being so giving and generous with your time, your talents. I can't wait to see this book that comes out. And to get the other two, because I know what you're doing is so impactful. And I know if you've spoken to my heart the way you have today, there are hundreds and thousands of others that it's going to be reaching as well. So you will be able to connect with Cheryl with the links in the show notes. But where is the best platform for people to find you, or the best resource? Is it your website? Is it social? What is the best way?
It's best is email me. I am not on social media that much. You can go there, message me. I will see it. It may not be the longest, will be a week. So you can hop onto Facebook. That would probably be of all the social media, the one I go to the most. So just find me, Cheryl Stelt, S-T-E-L-E-E. Okay. Real easy. And connect with me there. I would love it.
Okay. Well, great. Well, if you want to just connect on social, that's the best place, Facebook. We'll put that link in there. But if you want to get support, if you want to get on her calendar, go to her website, book a call, or email her, and we will share that in the link as well. So just such a beautiful conversation. Thank you for holding space for this today and for being a part of this, and just such a gift.
Thank you so much, Karen. I am truly honored.
Such a blessing. And to the listeners, thank you for tuning in, and keep moving those rocks one rock at a time. Just know that you don't have to do it alone. Hope you got some value from today's conversation, and I want to invite you that if this resonated with you, if anything hit a nerve, struck home, reach out. You can have a free discovery call, no obligation, no high pressure sales, just you and I having a conversation where I can see if there's anything that I can do to help you further with this topic. And I want to invite you to check out my free resources on my website. Use VIP 2024 to get free access. It's my gift to you for listening to today's show and for being a part of our Rock Movie family. You'll find that on my website, along with some other resources. Grab all that you want. They're there for you to be a resource and just to add value to your life. I also want to invite you, if you're in the Dallas area or want to come in October, if there's still tickets available when this airs, there's an event called Verb that I'm going to be speaking at on a panel talking about mindset and confidence and imposter syndrome. I would love to have you in the room. You can get the link in the show notes for Suzanne Castle's Verb event. It's October 18th through the 20th. And I've got several other events coming in 2025. We're going to do some retreats. We're going to do some sistership circles, and I have another conference coming up in June. So like, follow, subscribe, stay in touch, stay in tune, and let's stay connected, because I want to know how I can serve you better, how I can help and make a difference in your life. Whatever it is, just know, whatever you're going through, you can do this. Everything's figure outable. Just know you don't have to do it, but keep moving those rocks.